DNR. Dearborn is together.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, do you love me?
Much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me?
Bobby Sherman there. It's 11:03 on WKNR with Bill Garcia.
We heard.
I have reverb units. I got the Mission Mobile radio. And there are two kinds that they have. One that mounts under the dash and one that mounts the trunk. I have the one that's under the dash and it has a dial on it. And you can control, you know, the amount of reverb that you want. Now this is right about where I like it.
Tune in a new dimension in car radio with Reverb from Michigan Mobile Radio, MMR, located on Livernois, one block south of 8 Mile, on Warren, three blocks east of Southfield. Gratiot, two blocks north of 12 Mile. Reverb from MMR.
7 on the new WKNR 13 with Bill Garcia. On a Thursday, we get to meet like a Friday, head-on. Highland Park College Continuing Education Division offering free courses to earn a high school diploma. For further details, call Townsend 8-1272. Got to play this one for Westland.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me by the foot deep down inside. He was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the time got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life that he beat him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would beat him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulders and his tears he said. He said, Patrick, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said. Washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, because every day I had to work the fields, because that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another.
Patches at 1110 on WKNR with Bill Garcia.
This is your house, and this is your car. In your, you have an AM-FM radio, which you love a lot because it not only gives you the AM scene, it also gives you the FM sound. In your, you have only an AM radio, which is beginning to bug you because it can't deliver all the sounds around. Now what? You could take the AM-FM radio from your to your, and then take it back from your to your day after day. Or you could come to Michigan Mobile Radio and have them install an FM converter on your AM car radio. They start at just $28.80 and sound just great. There are three Michigan Mobile Radio locations. Livernois, one block south of 8 Mile, West Warren, three blocks east of the Southfield Expressway, and Gratiot, two blocks north of 12 Mile. Michigan Mobile Radio, for the best of both worlds.
By the way, pick up your free WKNR litter bag at any of the 9 Arby's locations in the metropolitan area. There's one at 2240 8 Mile Road in Detroit. Hit preview, Carpenters, We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun.
Life.
yes, we've just begun.
WKNR News. Federal District Judge Stephen Roth today denied an NAACP appeal for an order to force Motor City Public Schools to adopt an accelerated integration plan. Judge Roth's decision means school opens for Detroit students and teachers next week, just like was originally scheduled. A trial on the merits of the case will begin November 2nd. Charges and countercharges erupted around today's session of auto talks. Union President Leonard Woodcock himself stepped into the bargaining at Chrysler and GM today. In Highland Park, Woodcock had some questions for Chrysler.
We asked some questions about which we were very confused. Here they make a proposal to us for a contract that will begin on September 15, 1970. And it proposes that the first wage increase will become available in November, some date, 1971. It's never happened before. We asked them for the logic of this, and they obviously had no logic in this sort of thing, which finally led us to the conclusion that this offer was not designed to have any substance.
Both companies expanded their original offers a bit, saying the cost of living carryover arrangements made in 1967 are part of the offer for the new contract. Of this, Woodcock was critical. The two sides must reach agreement before midnight September 14th, or the union promises a strike is inevitable. If a work stoppage does occur, the UAW will get a little help from its friends, and Woodcock is grateful.
I'd like to take this opportunity to Mr. I.W. Abel, the President of the United Steelworkers, and the other officers of the Steelworkers Union for their offer to grant us a line of credit in the amount of $10 million without any payment of interest, and to assure us that the UAW needs additional assistance in any struggle that may come forward, that we can count on it.
The Teamsters added another $25 million to that $10 million credit, substantially bolstering the UAW's questionable strike fund. The odds that Parochiade will be on the November ballot are getting better. The State Board of Canvassers okayed the petitions today, meaning that if the state Supreme Court doesn't throw the question out, it will be in. State Attorney General Frank Kelly is appealing to the High Court, unhappy with the earlier decision at the appellate level, okaying the language of the petitions. Kelly says that language is wrong. There's been a new twist added to the Goose Lake pretzel. Court orders say there will be no rock festival this weekend, so Park President Dick Songer has come up with a new idea, an old-fashioned political rally, as he bills it, geared to the 18-year-old. Songer says he's even invited some guest speakers.
We're going to have some guest speakers there. Jackie Vaughn III is going to be there. He's the man that introduced this 18-year-old resolution into the House and the Senate. We're going to invite both Governor Milliken and Senator Levin and get them out there and get the kids to get out and have a little voice in what's going on in the politics of today.
There's been no word from either Milliken nor Levin on their plans for this weekend. About the drug thing, Songer says his people will be policing things inside the park. State police won't be needed. The political rally is free. Entry to the park, $2 a head. There's still no clues as to the body of a man found at the Dearborn Golf Course today. Police have not yet made identification of the victim. The body was badly decomposed. Authorities could not immediately determine how long it had been dead or how long it had lain in those waist-high weeds. A 27-year-old Detroit man, Robert Larry, was shot to death this afternoon. Police say Larry forced his way into the apartment of Charles Manco, gun in hand, screaming that he wanted his money or his car. Manco's wife said her husband was sleeping in the bedroom of the outer drive apartment. Larry barged in. There were shots. Officers questioned Manco, then released him. No charges have been filed. In sports, two-run homers by Reggie Smith and Rico Petrocelli powered Boston softball Ken Brett to a 5-2 win tonight over the Tigers in Fenway Park. WKNR News Time, 11:18.
Picture a pool, a cool pool, unlike any pool you've ever seen, filled with pure white light. Now into that cool pool, pour some pure colors. Hot red, bright yellow, keen green, purple, blue. Look at the colors, swirling, twirling, bending, blending together. Now add rocking, rocking, wow. What is it? It's psychedelic light. Strike lights, Michigan Mobile Radio. Turn them on and they go. And you can add strokes and black lights for a whole new kind of light show. In your home, strike lights from $29.95. live at Michigan Mobile Radio at Livernoy, 1 block south of 8 Mile, on Warren, 3 blocks east of Southfield, on Gratiot, 2 blocks north of 12 Mile. A pool of glimmering, shimmering lights plus sound. Get into it at MMR.
WKNR weather for Gibraltar, Troy, and all of the Detroit metropolitan area. Windy with a chance of showers or thundershowers tonight. Low in the low 60s. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow. High near 80. Wind southwest at 10. Humidity 84%. The temperature 74. Scott White, WKNR News. Bill Garcia, WKNR Music. If you'd like to give me a call. 74 degrees in the Motor City. Michael Nesmith, First National Bank. To sing all about Joanne.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a farm. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. I saw as she
monkey. That sounds a little strange, right? Here he is, a former monkey, transformed into Michael Nesmith, and a thing called Joanne, at about 10:25 on WKNR with Bill Garcia.
Reflections all yesterday behind, now there's a better shoes. I'm really into the country look. I like long dresses, and I like my midi shoes. From Tom McCann.
Tom McCann and WKNR present the Moody Blues Friday, September 18th at Cobo Hall. You may be one of 50 winners of pairs of tickets to the concert. Our first prize winner of a Panasonic Stereo Music Center. Free entry blanks at all Tom McCann and Chess King stores in the Detroit area. Winner selected in random drawing of all entries received. Contest closes September 10th.
WKNR.